This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. President Joe Biden ordered retaliatory airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Iran announced Monday that an Israeli strike on the outskirts of the Syrian capital of Damascus killed one of its top generals, Razi Mousavi. In a news conference the following day, Iranian Defense Ministry spokesperson General Reza Taleinik promised Iran would retaliate. The Islamic Republic of Iran has the capability of a strong and smart response to these sort of crimes. The killing of the Iranian general came after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq, launched by Iranian-backed militia groups. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine struck a Russian ship in a port in the Crimean Peninsula and said it destroyed the vehicle, while Moscow claimed the ship was only damaged. One person was killed. Details from Reuters reporter Lucy Fielder.
Ukraine struck a large Russian warship in Crimea with cruise missiles in an overnight attack that killed at least one person. Footage obtained by Reuters shows the moment of a large explosion at the Crimean port of Feodosia on Tuesday. Reuters was able to confirm the location of the video. Ukrainian Air Force spokesperson Yuri Ihnat did not specify what kind of cruise missile was used. Russia's defense ministry, cited by the Interfax news agency, said this large landing ship, the Novocherkassk, had been damaged. The strike could hinder Russian attempts to seize more Ukrainian territory along the Black Sea coast.
That was Lucy Fielders with Reuters.